Here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. Phishing scams can make themselves look exactly like the real site, right down to the URL in the address bar. A real medical tricorder is coming to retail shelves. The Nintendo NES Classic Edition has finished its short run. And now novice hackers can buy their own ransomware service that more than pays for itself after just one successful infection. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Now here's another great way you can support the shows you love from the Category5.tv network by shopping at GearBest.
That's right, Jeff. Cat5.tv/GearBest. It's an online store for the geek streak in you.
Or the loved ones.
Well, of course. I mean, especially your loved ones, right? Because Cat5.tv/GearBest, quite frankly, has all of the greatest tech gifts that you could ever hope for at rock-bottom prices.
Do they have cell phones?
You betcha. Cat5.tv/GearBest has a wide assortment of unlocked Android cell phones and tablets.
What about consumer electronics? Those make a great gift.
Absolutely. From high-tech watches to action cameras, headphones, even virtual reality headsets. Cat5.tv/GearBest has you covered. They literally have it all, Jeff. Literally.
Really?
It's like a superstore right from the comfort of your own chair at your computer through the interweb.
Yeah, there's no way they have it all.
It's true.
It's just a bunch of random electronics.
Test me.
What about clothes?
Yep, both men and women, fashionable apparel at rock bottom, super duper prices.
Kind of like this?
Well, look at this coat. What do you think? It's a slimming mock leather jacket.
I love it.
It's available for less than $30 plus free shipping at cat5.tv/gearbest.
All right. You kind of got me there.
Wow. Any other questions for me, Jeff?
Now that the winter has passed, flying season, do they have any good deals on, say, drone copters?
Oh, my goodness. Well, check this out. Dude, they have everything. Check out over 500 various drones. And not only that, they're available marked down by about 30 to up to 63% off the regular price.
Love it. What's the website again?
Well, you're going to find GearBest on our partners' pages for any of your favorite Category 5 TV shows, like New Every Day, Category 5 Technology TV, The Pixel Shadow. But of course, if you want to shop absolutely right now and you want to go straight to the site, all you have to do is visit cat5.tv/GearBest.
See, that's easy. Cat5.tv/GearBest.
That's right. Happy shopping.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of April 26, 2017. There is a phishing attack that is receiving much attention the past few weeks in the security community. This variant of a phishing attack uses Unicode to register domains that look identical to real domains. These fake domains can be used in phishing attacks to fool users into signing to a fake website, thereby handing over their login credentials to an attacker. This affects the current version of Chrome browser and the current version of Firefox. This does not affect Internet Explorer or Safari browsers. As an example, to demonstrate how an attacker can register their own domain that looks identical to another company's domain in the browser, security researchers at WordFence decided to imitate a healthcare site called Epic.com by registering their own fake site. As you can see in the screenshot, both of these domains appear identical in the browser, but they are completely different websites. The fake Epic.com domain is actually the domain xn-e1awd7f.com, but it appears in Chrome and Firefox as Epic.com. This is because the xn-dash-dash prefix is an ASCII-compatible encoding prefix. It lets the browser know that the domain uses puny code encoding to represent Unicode characters. In non-techie speak, this means that if you have a domain with Chinese or other international characters, you can register a domain name with normal A to Z characters that can allow a browser to represent that domain as international characters in the location bar. There is a way to disable the dangerous feature in Firefox by turning puny code off, and Chrome has released an update as of last week that fixes the issue. So update immediately.
Wow.
Incredible.
I'm mind blown because I remember seeing a phishing scam come into my Gmail inbox that when I hovered over the links, it showed the right URL and all of that. Like, it looked so real.
Right. You said that on an episode.
Yes.
You showed it. It was crazy.
But now it makes sense because I was in Gmail in Chrome.
Right.
Yeah, the right for the browser, right?
So they had exploited the fact that Chrome then interprets the Unicode and says epic.com or Microsoft.com or
so smart.
Whatever. Twitter.com. Click here to log into your Twitter account.
Like, it's such a simple thing, but it's so smart. Like,
yeah. That's it is part. Brilliant.
The bad people are super smart.
Yeah, and why does it take the bad people figuring this out for the good people to figure it out?
Hey.
Goodness me.
Good people story next.
You just generalized
much.
Yeah. What do you got now?
XPRIZE and the Qualcomm Foundation, during a ceremony held in Hollywood, announced that the Final Frontier Medical Devices team won the Qualcomm Tricorder XPRIZE competition.
Ooh.
Good people. And the winner is, quite possibly, humankind. Final Frontier, which hails from Philadelphia and was led by emergency room medic Dr. Basil Harris and his brother George Harris, a network engineer, accepted the $2.6 million top prize. The Tricorder XPRIZE competition was established in 2012, challenging anyone or any team to develop a practical, lightweight, mobile, real-world version of Star Trek's fictional tricorder that everyday people could use at home without the presence of a doctor or healthcare provider to evaluate health issues, thus making it no longer imaginary. It is actually now not fictional, a real thing. There were more than 300 teams participating. The two finalists were Dynamical Biomarkers Group from Taiwan and Final Frontier Medical Devices from Philadelphia. Many clinical solutions offer a 40% accuracy rate, but XPRIZE set a goal of 70% accuracy rate of testing and user experience. Both groups combined to an average of 72% accuracy with their devices and 82% positive user experience with the devices. The winning device is an artificial intelligence-based engine that learns to diagnose medical conditions by integrating learnings from clinical emergency medicine with data analysis from actual patients. The Tricorder includes a group of non-invasive sensors that are designed to collect data about vital signs, body chemistry, and biological functions. This information is then synthesized in the device's diagnostic engine to make a quick and accurate assessment. DBG was named runner-up and accepted a check for $1 million.
Oh, that's all?
Wow. Final Frontier, Basil Leaf Technologies, won the top prize of $2.6 million. The Tricorder will be available on retail shelves once it is ready. I think that this is such an incredible development.
So cool.
So super cool.
I love it when things like, well, when Star Trek inspires development of technologies.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Where's your, over here?
My Fitbit?
What's that?
This is my Fitbit.
It's your Fitbit.
That's right.
What is it doing right now?
It's counting my steps.
Counting your steps? Does it measure heart rate and all that?
Yes.
They do have ones
they
that
do. They do have ones that do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it tracks my sleep, but, you know.
So doesn't it make sense that, okay, so they've got, I see what looks like what do you call it, like heart monitors, heart sensors.
Yeah.
I see like various sensors. One that goes on your finger probably tests
blood
pressure.
Oh, that would be for oxygen.
Yeah.
That does oxygen too.
Oxygen and blood pressure.
Yeah.
So with those, and then connected to a tablet or a mobile phone, like a smartphone through Bluetooth.
Probably asks you a series of questions.
All of a sudden, wow.
This is incredible, especially for anybody who doesn't have healthcare like we have, where... You know.
Oh, wow. You raise an interesting point. Like, think about missionary work.
Exactly. Or, so, like, if you go overseas or things like that, and you're able to help people so much more easier now, and you don't really have to worry about, you still have to worry about sterilization, but you don't have to worry about, like, any needles or things like that, because if it's just, like, a tricorder, everything is external, right? So it makes people more safe.
Right.
Meanwhile, still getting things hopefully right.
This is revolutionary.
This is real life.
These are the good people.
Can the next XPRIZE be like a teleporter or something?
Ooh, yes.
Beam me up, Robbie.
I'd like to not be part of that trial.
Okay, if we're talking about, you know, third world and maybe natural disaster recovery and helping people, I want to see, so thinking along the lines of teleporter, because they need to perfect that first, so get on it. Mm-hmm. Food replicators.
That is good.
That would be awesome. We have like 3D printers already, so could you inject proteins and stuff and make
there are folks that,
hamburger.
I mean, you think about, like they do that with chocolate. They have 3D printers that print chocolate. So,
oh, I need one.
So they have, you know, they've tried stuff for in space where like it's just a tube of protein shake basically that prints out to different various, but it's not the same as a replicator.
Yeah, no, no.
Not the same at all. But a valiant effort.
Yes, I love food. So yeah, if you can make more food, that is awesome.
I want to see one that just 3D prints me some fried chicken.
Nice.
Nintendo is discontinuing the NES Classic Edition, a plug-and-play console that became popular with collectors as soon as it launched last fall. A Nintendo representative confirmed that the last shipments of the NES Classic Editions will hit stores this month. Once that stock dries up, retailers will not receive any additional new consoles. This was the plan all along, according to Nintendo, who told IGN NES Classic wasn't intended to be an ongoing long-term product. However, due to high demand, we did add extra shipments to our original plans. The Famicom Classic Edition, the Japanese version of the Mini NES, has also ended production. However, on the website, they leave some hope, saying, "This product has ended production for now. When production is being resumed, we will tell you on the website." Along with the NES Classic Edition systems, Nintendo will also discontinue the NES Classic Controller. The peripheral is sold separately and compatible with both Wii and Wii U as well. It plugs into the Wii remote to be used for NES Virtual Console games. This kind of reminds me, to be honest, of like when they take Disney movies back off the shelf. And it's
and
sort
then bring
of
it
like
back again.
They bring
yeah,
it back. Exactly.
Limited time.
You're just they really want you to really want one. Mm-hmm. So,
well, there's going around the internet right now, like the rumor mills and stuff. They canceled the NES Classic because they might come out with the SNES Classic, so like the next version. So it's not confirmed yet, but that's what they're thinking.
Could be.
Never know.
Have you liked and followed our Facebook page? Because we happen to have a picture there of a possible miniature Super NES Classic.
If you haven't yet, do it
so
now.
So StoryCat5.tv/Facebook and give us a thumbs up on that photo.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
All right, back to the bad ones.
Uh-oh.
Cyber crooks have begun retailing a new easy-to-use ransomware strain that promises profit with only one successful infection. The tool, called Carmen, is being sold on the dark web forums from Russian-speaking cybercriminal DevBitox for $175. The new ransomware-as-a-service variant offers a graphical dashboard allowing purchasers to keep a running tally of the number of infections and their earnings in real time. The malware requires very little technical skill to deploy, according to threat intelligence company Recorded Future. Carmen encrypts files on the infected machine using a strong AES 256 protocol, 256 protocol, making them inaccessible unless victims pay the attacker for a decryption key. Keeping up-to-date backups would negate the need to cave into such demands and remains the best strategy for safeguarding against ransomware infection. Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.